Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Let's get an update on Prep Bowl a week early this year. John Millay joins us from the Minnesota State High School League. And John, final game of Prep Bowl underway right now.
Yeah, Steve, we're going to wrap up the high school football season. We have Elk River and Alexandria in the Class 5A game. Elk River is ahead 8-0 in the first quarter. Nice crowds here from both schools. It's been a really, really good weekend.
Yeah, no doubt. And a word of advice for Alexandria, you want to stay in the game. You don't want to fall too far behind Elk River because the Elks will score points.
They will. They run that power T offense. The defense has to keep their eyes open because you don't know who has the ball. It's the most remarkable. It's like three magicians in the backfield who has the ball. And, yeah, they've got a good system. They've been doing that way for a long time in Elk River. And they played earlier, and Elk River beat Alexandria by 10 late in the regular season. So they know each other. I don't think there'll be many surprises. It's just who can execute.
Yeah, and a great way to close out Prep Bowl this year at U.S. Bank Stadium. And, by the way, Alexandria got on the board. It's now Elks leading Alexandria 8-6, and they're setting up for the extra point.
Go.
And by the way, all the games are on Channel 45. A quick update there, Elk River leading Alexandria 8-7. Once again, Prep Bowl again on 45 this year. Earlier, Stuartville, a dominant performance, beating a Findell's Cokato team 43-22. And then in the 9-player, Fertibault Trammy beat Hills Beaver Creek 20-8. So congrats to the champions crowned earlier today.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Stuartville is undefeated for 2 consecutive years. That's hard to do. And Fertile Beltrami had never won a state football championship. And Brian Nelson, he's been there for 36 years, the last 30 as the head coach. And here they are, finally got that state championship. They were in the Prep Bowl a couple years ago. And that was a fun team to watch. And you know, just a happy bunch of folks. It's going to be a good Saturday night in Fertile and Beltrami, Minnesota.
Yeah, great stuff. And then 4 titles decided on Friday in the opener. Minneota in 1A beat Springfield 70-20. And we should point out their head coach, Chad Johnston, will join me here in about 15 minutes or so after we run down all the college football scores. I would argue, and you've been following high school football in the state for a long time. I've been following it for a long time. This may be one of the more dominant seasons we've ever seen at any level, what Minneota did this year.
Yeah, to put up 70 in a Prep Bowl, that tied the Prep Bowl record for most points by one team. And yeah, I've been to a couple, I don't know, 2 or 3 games in Minneota. It's just the epitome of small town football. You know, the football field is the outfield. The visiting bench is on second base. Just great atmosphere. The expectations are high. You know, in all sports, that's one of those towns. Our friend Patrick Royce from the Star Tribune went down there earlier in the week and wrote about just what goes into small town success there. And Chad Johnston is just, he's not only a great football coach, he's a phenomenal guy. I've gotten to know Chad over the years. And he was saying after they won their Prep Bowl, he's also the boys' basketball coach. He used to coach the girls. All they did was win 3 state titles. But he's got sons. He's got 3 sons, and they're basketball players and football players. So he said, somebody asked about basketball season. He said, "Well, we're going to give everybody Monday and Tuesday off. We're going to lock the gym. No basketball practice. We all need a break." So that was pretty good.
Yeah, it is extraordinary, and Chad's going to join us. But like I say, I have been observing football for a long time. I don't remember a season that dominant. We have had undefeated state champions, Maple Grove and 6A.
Sure.
More on the Crimson in a moment. But their dominance in 1A is, I've never seen anything like it.
I've seen a couple of smart alecks say, how come they don't opt up the two-way? Well, because they're a 1A school. You can't fault them for being really good. And yeah. One thing is that this isn't new, Steve, but I've been just talking to coaches after these games. You know, for years, you ask about what goes into building a successful long-term football team. And every one of them, there's two words, a weight room. That's the whole thing. And you hear the kids talking about it, how they never miss a day in the weight room all summer as they're building up toward another football season. And that's huge. You've got big, strong kids, you know, who spend a lot of time together. That's huge in a sport like football.
Well, and I think beyond it, you get the kids excited, the kids in elementary school excited. And then it becomes self-perpetuating, if you will, because they understand what it takes and what the tradition is. And that's why I think you see a lot of these towns that are perennial powers, you know, in Minnesota's at the top of the list.
Yeah, and then you look at like Becker, which won a title. Sure. Dwight Lundin's only been there for 55 years. I don't know how many, you know, generational families he's coached. And even at Jackson County Central, Tom Shuler's, he won a state championship in 2001, and they won another one now. And he talked about some of these kids, you know, he coached their dads. And it's just that tradition. Especially in those small towns, it seems. Expectations are high, and if you're slacking off, you're going to hear about it from people in town because everybody knows everybody.
Yeah. And by the way, you mentioned the legend Dwight Lundin. Becker beat Totino Grace 24-8 in 4A. And, of course, Totino Grace has been quite a program over the years. Jackson County Central beat Staples Motley in 2A yesterday, 42-26. And one of the storylines there was some of the key injuries they were able to overcome on the way to a state title.
Yeah, if people remember last year, state semifinals, Roman Voss, who was then a great sophomore quarterback at Jackson, he got hurt in the semis and was left the stadium on a stretcher, a shoulder and a concussion. And when he made his return last week, he was using a wheelchair and crutches because in their state quarterfinal, he broke an ankle. Now, he was back today. The cast is off. He's wearing a boot and he's using a scooter, which is good. But that poor kid, you know, he's the top-rated junior football player in Minnesota. And yes, after they won, Tom Shuler said, I don't know that there's any seniors better than him. That's what kind of athlete that kid is. I've gotten to know Roman. I wrote about him last year when he was healthy again and playing basketball. I told him down here at the Prep Bowl, I said, you know, if anybody deserves good luck in the future, it's you, young man. And he's such a nice kid. But to lose your quarterback, you know, the top-ranked player in the state, and still do what they did, it was pretty amazing. And I'm writing about that today for John's Journal on the High School League website, among other things. But, yeah, it's pretty incredible.
And, by the way, MSHSL.org is the website. John's been doing it a long, long time. And then finally on Friday night, 6A, Maple Grove, the unbeaten regular season. They beat Minnetonka 28-21. The Crimson, it became apparent early in the year they were the team to beat, and they ultimately won it all.
Yeah, it's hard to count out an undefeated team coming to that game in 6A football. And, boy, the place was rocking last night. Those 6A towns really bring the crowds and really well-played football, boys. You know, football's in great shape in Minnesota. You see the kids on these teams from the little schools to the 6As and the coaches. It's just so – I've lived here for 30-some years. It's really something how it's grown and that we get, and these kids get this opportunity to play at U.S. Bank Stadium. It's really something. So, yeah, Maple Grove was from about week 4 or 5 was the team to beat, and they showed it last night. And Minnetonka gave them a great game. It was not an easy win for the Crimson, but it was really fun.
Yeah, so they win the title, and once again, one to go coming up on the end of the first quarter. Elk River leading Alexandria 8-7, and as we mentioned, Chad Johnston, the Minnesota Vikings head coach, the 1A champs, will join us here 10-12 minutes or so here on CCO. Hey, John, I know it's been a busy run through the fall sports season, but thanks for joining us for an update on Prep Bowl.
Anytime you ask, Steve, I'm happy to do it. Thank you for everything you do.
Well, thanks, John. Much appreciated. There he is, John Millay, John's Journal, MSHSL.org, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Quick break. We'll have an update on the weather. We'll run down all the scores. Big Ten, top 25, D2, D3 playoffs underway today as well. And then Minnesota head coach Chad Johnston joins us here on News Talk. 830 WCCO.